They were risking arrest by gathering in Berlin to commemorate Nakba Day, and it wasn't long before police intervened and started questioning them. Germany has a large population of Palestinians, but they say their rights to express themselves have increasingly been curtailed.
It's like the excuse what Israel is making crimes against humanity, just talking about the sensitivity of Germany and the guilt of Germany. I do understand this, and my heart goes out for the Holocaust victims and the survivors. But this should not be a reason to prosecute other people.
After a brief discussion, police allowed the commemoration to continue.
It has become increasingly difficult for Palestinians to protest here in Germany. Now, anger is growing about the developments in Israel. German authorities are increasingly clamping down on demonstrations here, saying they could turn anti-Semitic, a sensitive issue here in Germany since the Holocaust of the Nazis.
Last year, dozens of protesters were detained by police on Nakba Day. It was the first time the demonstration was banned after many years of Palestinian protests in Germany. In 2019, the German parliament adopted a resolution calling a Palestinian pressure group anti-Semitic. The government's commissioner for Jewish affairs says anti-Semitism is on the rise, with 96% of incidents committed by far-right groups and the rest attributed to Palestinian protesters.
Jeder kann gegen israelische Politik.
Everyone is allowed to protest against Israeli policies, but the limit is when it becomes anti-Semitic, when the existence of Israel is being disputed, or when the actions of the Israeli army are being compared to what the Nazis did during World War II.
Police tell us that because of increased tensions between Israel and Palestine, emotions of Palestinians in Germany are running high, and their actions risk breaking the law. Palestinians say it's an affront to their constitutional rights.
This constitutional right and law has been flipped around by the court and the Berlin police. And this is something that is a danger for the democracy itself.
Lawyers have challenged the bans in court, but so far judges have sided with the police. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, in Berlin.